Good morning again. Do you remember the movie Mary Poppins? Do you remember the scene in which the man is laughing so hard and is so happy that he has floated up to the ceiling? Let's watch a clip of Mary Poppins just for a brief reminder.
We love to laugh. Loud and long and clear. We love to laugh. So everybody can hear. The more you laugh.
Whoop, don't you two start. Come back down here.
Fill with glee. The more the glee. The more we're a merrier.
Make yourselves comfortable.
Laughter is just contagious, isn't it? Love is contagious just like laughter. As we read from Psalm 98 together, it was fun and loud to break forth in praise. The exuberance felt contagious to me. Some of Jesus' last words at the Last Supper were, "To love one another as I have loved you." Wow. Love. Simple, right? Well, I'm going to read from a commentary by David C. Cunningham. "All you need is love. When the Beatles sang those words in the turbulent 1960s, reactions came in two kinds. An enthusiastic embrace of love as a simple solution to the world's problems, and a critical rejection of love as a dreamy emotion that would distract people as those problems grew worse. Those two attitudes toward love have, in some sense, marked all modern culture, with one side pleading tolerance and asking, 'Can't we all just get along?' while the other side demands a clear-eyed acknowledgement of and forceful response to base motives and evil intent of others." I guess it's not as simple as I thought. Richard Rohr has said something like this: "Jesus came not so that God could get to know us, humanity, but so that we, humanity, could get to know God." In our text today from John verse 4, "As my Abba God has loved me, so I have loved you." Jesus was modeling God's love to his disciples and to each one of us. Jesus' new commandment is now, "Love one another as I have loved you." It is not love one another as you have been taught by the world, but love each other as I have loved you, as God loves you. With this new commandment, Jesus is trusting us as friends to carry on this message of love. Aristotle described three kinds of friendship. Some people are friends because this is useful to us. They allow us to make business connections or to get into particular social group. Other friendships are pleasurable. We cultivate these because, well, we enjoy them. But the third kind of friendship, Aristotle called the best kind, is for the sake of friendship itself. We cannot have this kind of friendship with many people because it requires a degree of physical presence and ability that should not be stretched too thin. These friendships are the most formative. A true friend who loves God will, in time, teach us how to love as God loves. Cunningham also said, therefore, when Jesus says, you are my friends if you do what I command, he's not simply offering a useful or pleasurable friendship to those who have done his bidding. He is describing the kind of deep friendship that Aristotle calls the best kind. Friends do their best not to let each other down. They teach us things we may not have learned without them. Think of how you have learned about these things. Love of stranger. Love of other. Love of people who look or act differently. Love of the poor and oppressed. Love of the annoying. Love of the difficult. Love of the people who just rub us the wrong way. Love of our neighbors. Love of our friends and even our enemies. In a few minutes, we will receive Holy Communion, in which we remember the Last Supper and Jesus' words, remember me. Remember all that I lived for and all that I died for. Love. Knowing love is contagious, like laughter, and Jesus trusts us as his friend to carry on his life and death message, how can we not break forth into the world with this message of love, with this joy that we brought during our children's time today? Let us not hide it or be afraid to share this message, this truth in action of unconditional love. Amen.